First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues now as we have a chance to speak with Bridger Valley standout basketball player, Caroline Bradshaw. Caroline, thank you for being with us today.
Yep.
So, Caroline, I guess the first thing we're going to ask is just the upcoming schedule you got coming up here. Just kind of take us through what the thought process is for the team right now. You got Pinedale coming up, when people listen to this later today. And then you got Mountain View coming up next week, arguably two of the toughest opponents back-to-back. Is there a certain excitement for hitting this part of the schedule or anxiety? What's going through the team's head right now?
I think there's, mostly excitement. There's obviously always some nerves before a game, but mostly excitement just because I think our motto for this season has really just to have fun, and so I think it's going to be fun playing against Pinedale and playing against Mountain View and just to see where we are as a team. I mean, definitely not the same as last year, but we're still having fun, and they're going to be fun games.
This Southwest District is absolutely entertaining as I look at it from the outside. And
yeah.
I've covered the Southwest 3A Southwest for a lot of my career. Star Valley was in there a long time. But I look at this and I'm already looking forward to you guys playing in regionals, which will be at Mountain View this year in the sauna, which is what I always called it. You've got this trio of teams that are all just going to be vying for that championship, and it's just the margins are going to be razor thin. But at the same time, that's got to be really exciting, knowing that, it's going to bring out the best in all the players and the teams as you guys kind of work through this conference season and then culminating in that.
No, yeah, for sure. We do have one of the best districts, for sure. And it's just really fun playing in those kind of environments. And I think it really does improve the girls' playing time. So, yeah.
So one thing I want to talk about here is obviously coming up, you guys are going to take on Mountain View next week. That's the number one and the number two defense in all of 2A across the state going head-to-head. And defense has been a big part of your game this year. Kind of take us through what you think is the key to your game. That right now you rank number one in steals across the state with 57, if my Wild Prep stats here are to be believed. What do you kind of attribute your ability to create so many takeaways to?
I've just always relied on my speed, and I just wait for the right opportunity. And I like to play cat and mouse kind of a bit, and when I see a pass, I just try to go as fast as I can and steal it. And that's always been my take for the team, I guess. It's always been my contribution, and I've always enjoyed it, so...
Caroline, I'm gonna ask the question that quite honestly comes up in my head all the time. Can you straighten out? I'm not very good at this, so I need help with this. The Bradshaw clan. Who is related to who and how? And then I have a follow up question after that. Can you kind of clarify it for me? Would you?
So me and Sage are twins, and so we're related. And so and then there's Briley Bradshaw and Braden Bradshaw, and their brother and sister. And Carter Bradshaw is our other cousin.
Okay, so are they first cousins, second cousins?
Yeah, we're all first cousins.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I guess you are the younger sisters, you and your twin are of McKinley, correct?
Yes, we are. And then we have one younger than us, and she's in sixth grade. She's pretty tall.
So, I'm sure. Talk about maybe the influence McKinley had on you guys, because obviously she was a 4-year starter, varsity, and then obviously went and had a terrific career out in Laramie. Talk about how that kind of worked in your household.
Growing up, it was just always really fun to go to her games and watch and see how good she was against everyone else, and she's always been like a big influence, but she was also super humble, which I really liked about her. She never prided herself or thought she was better than anyone. She just worked really hard and showed that she was, and it paid off. And so that's what I always liked about watching McKinley play. And she was always like a team leader, and she always tried her best to make shots for other people or find, just assist people or try to help them in the ways that she could. And I really like that about her.
So coming up here, obviously, for those listening, tonight, for you, tomorrow, you're taking on a Pinedale team that's currently number one in offense along the state. They're scoring at 68 points per game. If I'm seeing this correctly, that was actually your guys' season high, but you ranked number two in defense. Kind of take us through the feeling of going into a matchup where it's your strength is going to be stopping them, going up against a test like Pinedale that has just been putting up 70, 80 points against several opponents.
No, yeah, for sure. I think we've always just been taught to work hard and just play tough defense. I mean, obviously they have Evelyn Bowers, and she's an amazing player. She's a very great athlete, and going up against her is always fun, and it's fun to just play against good girls who want to compete, and it's fun to play good defense, too.
Caroline, we always talk about the rivalry in the Bridger Valley between Lyman and Mountain View and this and that. It seems like, though, the players seem to get along pretty darn good. Am I wrong? Am I wrong here? Or is there trash talking going on at the grocery store?
No, I really love all of the girls over there. I have some of my best friends are from Mountain View. I really love Kendall Carr. And I think McKinley Coppola is a super cool person. I love Izzy Hickey. I love those girls. I think they're amazing players and amazing friends, too.
So even though you claim to be very close friends with them,
well, of course you want to beat your friends.
Do you take it as just another game on the schedule, or is there a little something special to, you know what, I am not going to go get my milk this week and have to hear about a 3-point loss? Like, this one is the must win.
No, I think they're probably my favorite games because it's the most people there and the environment's super cool, but I think after we're just like, it's just basketball.
Well, I think it's kind of a neat situation because there's not very many schools, well, I don't know of any in Wyoming other than the Bridger Valley, that are so close, that compete back and forth, that, you know, maybe have different coaches and players and different sports playing on different teams and they cross over, and how you guys make it work, I think, is pretty interesting. As far as team goals, obviously, you know, you want to win the state championship, you want to win regionals and things like that. But kind of walk us through maybe some other goals that maybe aren't quite as obvious for those of us that aren't on the team.
I think some team goals that we have for ourselves is just we want to get more rebounds. We need to crash the boards better. That's probably some of our weakest spot is not getting rebounds. But other than that, we're just trying our best, and I think everyone is trying to work with each other, and it's fun to have Sage as our team leader because without her, I don't know what we would do, but she just knows how to get us going, and everyone just follows, and so I guess we have good chemistry, and so, yeah.
So I guess I'll ask, since I led with it, back in my playing days over in Missouri, we didn't have anything quite as fun as Wild Preps here that would keep all these stats. Take us to the head as a Wyoming athlete that has this fun thing. Are you ever tempted to get on there and just check where you are standings wise? Or is that something that doesn't even cross your mind while the season's going? You're like, well, right now I'm number one in steals. I wonder if I can stay ahead of that, like even a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes check for steals because like my sister McKinley, she has the steal record at Lyman for like just a game. It's 12 per game. And she has like all of the records, and like that's the one I really want. And I've gotten to 11 one game, and so that was the closest I've gotten to ever beating her record. So that's why I go check steals, because that's what I like, I guess. I don't know.
You're very honest. I like it. Caroline, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention here before we let you go?
I don't know.
Aaron, did you have any other questions?
I think we've hit everything.
Well, you talked about checking against your sister McKinley. Obviously, your teammates with Sage at the moment. Do you ever get on there? And as I'm looking at your stats side by side here on the team page on this, you guys are kind of 1-2 in a lot of them. Do you ever try to see if you can pass her in anything, or if she's getting close to you and anything you're leading in? Any sort of sibling rivalry there?
No, me and Sage are best friends, really. I always support her, and she always supports me, and that's kind of how we work. I steal the ball, she goes ahead, and I throw it to her, and she scores. It's kind of our sister chemistry.
So she needs you.
I need her.
We're just having fun. Caroline Bradshaw of the Lyman Eagles. Caroline, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and wish you the best of luck this weekend, okay?
Yep. Thank you.